broadcasting live from the beautiful Sheraton Grand at Wild Horse Pass for Conscious Capitalism 2019. It's time for CEO Exclusive. Now, here's your host, Sweeney Cope.
Wow, welcome to CEO Exclusive. And I am super delighted in this segment to actually speak with the CEO of Conscious Capitalism, Inc., the organization that is nationally, internationally pushing the movement and is also the host of this conference. Alexander McCubbin, I'm so delighted to have you on this segment.
Thank you so much for having me again, Soyini. We were just talking about how I was on the show back in March last year, and it's great to be back.
Mm-hmm. So tell our listeners, what's been happening with the Conscious Capitalism organization? I know that you have started to do some things, like, you know, offering a certification and courses. What's happening with the movement itself? And just share with listeners who may not be familiar with Conscious Capitalism anything that you think is really important for them to know.
So we're building a movement of business leaders who are changing the practice and perception of capitalism to elevate humanity. And in the last year since I was on the show, a lot's happened for the movement. We organized our first European Conscious Capitalism Conference in Barcelona, and we just had our first Latin American Conscious Capitalism Conference down in Brazil. We've organized other conferences across the United States here and have actually seen our growth of our chapters and communities to 52 different cities across the United States and the globe.
Wow.
We have more businesses joining the network every week who are associating with Conscious Capitalism, either saying this is what they've always believed and they want to share their story with the world, or they are inspired by this way of doing business, this human-centric approach. And they may not be where they want to be yet, but they're going to go on the journey with us and are partnering with either Conscious Capitalism or chapters like our chapter in Atlanta that you're involved with. And it's just so exciting to see these ideas really take hold now with us not just talking about why they're inspiring, but what businesses are actually doing to put this into practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the practice part of it. So what is the one thing, and we're going to talk about this at the top of the interview, the one thing that you would love for listeners to get for this conference, this moment in the Conscious Capitalism process, movement, history? What's the one thing you want them to get right now?
It actually is what you're excited about as well, the practice side. We have themed this conference from inspiration to impact because for the last decade, we have been proselytizing, we've been educating people about conscious capitalism, inspiring them by these ideas. Now it's becoming mainstream. When you have someone like Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, talking about conscious capitalism on CNBC, you know that a difference is underway. And it's time for us to go from that inspiration to making an impact by practicing conscious capitalism in businesses more actively than before. So the takeaway is, this is an opportunity to start taking action, to operationalize conscious capitalism and model what this is for the rest of the world.
Great. Where do you think we are in the adoption curve? When we spoke about it before, you know, you said we were still kind of in the early adopter phase, you know, which is about 8%, maybe 5 to 8% of businesses are aware. Where would you peg us now? Have we moved into as you said, statistically, do you think we've moved into the mainstream?
Not yet. Okay. I think we're very much on our way towards that, but still in the early adopter phase, maybe in the 8 to 12% range now. So Okay. We've seen growth since last year, but we're not quite mainstream yet.
Mm-hmm. So what is it going to take? So you know that I'm up to every single mid-market CEO in the country practicing these principles and understanding them well enough to use them in their business. What do you think it's going to take for us to achieve that goal?
I think we're going to need to reach at least 10% of those mid-market CEOs and business leaders to reach a tipping point where we start to see an accelerated change, because the mid-market segment is the one that really is driving the growth of business going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that impact the most people in our communities. Those are the future S&P 500s. Those are the ones that are determining the future of business. And I think they're more open to conscious capitalism than most others, because if they're still driven by their founders, they have those founding principles they want to maintain while they grow. They may still be privately held or be family held, so they want to maintain those values. And they have an openness to being a part of this larger movement that they're supporting, rather than just trying to go for it on their own. So the work that you're doing and introducing conscious capitalism to mid-market business leaders is exactly what we need, in my mind.
Mm-hmm. And just so that you know, 10%, there are about 645,000. I've mentioned this on before, but never hurts to know the numbers. It's 645,000 in the U.S. so far. So we're 60,000 is probably our magic number. That's good for me to know. One of the things that I kind of struggling with, I find as a challenge in having this conversation is the skeptics. So once we get into, we transition from the people who naturally have this belief system, it becomes difficult to have this conversation with people who don't necessarily naturally have this belief system, who want maybe more economic benefit, some of the metrics that you and I have talked about, building metrics that actually statistically prove that these business principles actually have an economic benefit. What are you saying, if this has evolved for you over the past year, what are you saying to the skeptics?
What I'm finding is that there are fewer skeptics nowadays than there were even a year ago. They understand the connection between these principles and economic benefit.
Good.
So we don't need to say you sacrifice profit, that we've never said that as a philosophy or organization, but actually that when you have a higher purpose, when you take care of all of your stakeholders, the profits will follow. It may be counterintuitive, but by not putting profit at the center of everything that you do, you're going to generate more profit in the long run as a result of that. So making that case and having more examples to point to, companies that have been practicing conscious capitalism and are doing well economically, is the way to bring them along. And that's why there are fewer skeptics nowadays than there were before.
Mm-hmm. One conversation that I've had a number of times yesterday is this thing about socialism, right? So since we had our conversation last year, this whole thing about socialism the discourse around socialism has become more prominent. Because wealth inequality in the U.S. is at record levels, and some people point to capitalism and say this is a product of capitalism, the fact that we have this income inequality, and that socialism is the answer to that. I would love for you, as the CEO of this movement and this organization, to weigh in on both why you think capitalism can be redeemed, because there is a choice that CEOs have to make. Like, I have to choose to do this thing. I have to choose to redeploy my efforts and my wealth and, you know, my resources into higher purpose, culture, stakeholder engagement, conscious leadership. That's an investment that people have to make. And some people will or won't make that investment. What do you have to say to the people that point to the negative products of capitalism and say, well, we need another system. We need another solution. Capitalism has failed us.
I understand where people are coming from and the anger and the frustration with the excesses and the injustices that have come from the way that some people have practiced capitalism. And it hasn't always been a true capitalism, and it certainly hasn't been a conscious capitalism before. The answer, though, is not socialism. That is actually the same side of the greedy capitalism. They're actually two sides of the same coin rather than opposites of one another, because they both presume that capitalism is fundamentally about making as much money as possible by taking away from others. And some people say, on the greedy end of the spectrum, that's great and they're going to take advantage of that. And there are others who say, that's evil. We need to eliminate capitalism because that's what it's about. This is why we need conscious capitalism more than ever, because we need to educate people that that's not actually what capitalism is about. That's not what business is about. Business is about having a higher purpose, serving other people, and profits being a means to doing that, a byproduct of the work that businesses do. And when we have that completely different way of looking at business and capitalism, it's so much more understandable why there are benefits that come from business, why the system can benefit everyone. It can actually reduce inequality. It can elevate the poorest in society. It can help everyone out. This is why we need conscious capitalism more than ever.
Mm-hmm. So last question, because I could spend forever on the phone, in this conversation with you, but we don't have forever. What do you say to help people make that quantum leap? Because there is a change in belief system. People have to believe in the prosperity, the abundance, the inclusion, the everybody can win. Like, there is like a little quantum leap that people, that's a contradictory term, but there is a quantum leap that people have to make in their belief. How do you help people make that leap?
I try to get away from the names like capitalism or socialism even in addressing this, because people bring so many bags with them to those terms. They have connotations mm-hmm. that we may not share with them, and instead get down to the underlying premises. So what do you think business is really all about? if they think it's just making as much money as possible by any means necessary, including hurting other people, then it's addressing that underlying premise, because we don't agree with that. That's not what business is actually about. It's about creating value for others, creating win-win-win solutions to achieve a higher purpose. And few people disagree with that. People want business to be run that way. They think that is an inspiring ideal.
And they don't care what you call it.
That's right.
They don't care what you call it.
Then we can explain that's conscious capitalism. That's what we need right now. That's how we change hearts and minds.
Great. Well, I will release you to go back to your conference. And I appreciate the wonderful time that you've taken out of your very busy schedule today.
Thank you so much for coming out here and talking to everyone, Sweeney. Yeah. It's a pleasure to have you here. Right.
Thanks. Wow, that was good. That was actually
right on. I can't believe that just flew right by, too.
I would love to do that as well. But